Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadim. Klal Nun Dalet, and we're learning Siman Yudayim. So he talks about oatmeal. So harbor nigritz. So that's basically an oatmeal. And begirsh nigritz, or you make it like a barley type of concoction of a similar to oatmeal. V'medina tzenu, yudua shenechla kol garin l'shnayim. So we discussed before, if it's a full kernel, it potentially has a different din than if the kernels before they're cooked are broken into pieces. He says it's a known fact that where we are, the pieces that we have are not full kernels, but they're broken into pieces. So there's no question that the correct bracha on the kernels of the grains is mazonos, as opposed to when a person cooks a full kernel and it doesn't mass together, it doesn't combine. So could be the bracha is still hadama, and that was questionable before. There's a significant amount of cooking, etc. But in this case, he says, we have no doubt that the bracha is mazonos. So that is standard for our oatmeal as well, that the bracha is mazonos. Now the question is, v'mayim shenis mashal b'hem, so you cook it in water, so dinin k'moy b'levivis b'simin tesvav v'tezayin. So if there's a significant amount of mazonos, which our oatmeal seems to be done a little bit different than theirs, there's clearly a large amount of oatmeal, and there's a small amount of water, and the goal really is that the oatmeal should become massed together. So then there's no question the bracha is mazonos. It sounds like it was done more along the lines of a oatmeal soup. So then we have the question of what we've been discussing in the previous two simanim, of if there's a large amount, a very small amount, a medium amount, so do you make a separate bracha on the water or not, and how to deal with the suffix. One more example, which he doesn't discuss, is what about a situation where you have a vegetable barley soup, something of that sort. So besides having, we've been discussing here the case where you have the liquid and you have the grain. So what about if you have a third item in the mix as well? Or you have a vegetable soup which has, and you put mandels, or you put lakshan in it, you put noodles in it, as opposed to chicken noodle soup, you have vegetable noodle soup. So in that situation, again, the mazonos, unless it's an extremely small amount and it's there just to flavor everything else, the mazonos remains mazonos. The assumption is that the mazonos versus the vegetables, they're a mixture, and that's the rule which we said, in case where things are eaten as a mixture and mazonos is part of it, the bracha is going to be mazonos. So there's no need to make an adama in that situation on the vegetables, unless the person will be taking the vegetables out and eating them separately, not as in the context of the soup. So now what about making a bracha on the liquid? So in a case where the majority of the soup is liquid, our discussion, which we've been discussing until now, will apply. In a case where the majority of the soup is not a liquid, it's a small amount compared to the combination of the mazonos and the vegetables. So till now, we've been discussing a case where there's a large amount of mazonos compared to the liquid. Here we have a combination of mazonos and vegetables compared to the liquid. The liquid is smaller than the two other two things combined. But it's not smaller necessarily than the mazonos. But so what's the halacha in that case? So since the mazonos versus the vegetables, the mazonos take over the mixture and become the primary part of the mixture, and since this mixture is the majority compared to the liquid, so there's no need to make a bracha on the liquid, and you'll just make a bracha on the mazonos, on the combination of the vegetables and the mazonos. So the bracha is mazonos on that, and that bracha covers everything in the soup. Bez Hashem, in the next year we will start the next siman. Meanwhile, have a good day.